Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Wednesday. All right, well, we got the appeal story with Deshaun Watson. We're going to tell you what the odds are doing in response to that. Right now, the Browns are 40-1. We'll talk about the change and what we expect from the appeal. Now, Juan Soto goes to San Diego. Big trade. Padres now going for their fifth straight win. They're minus 300 against the Rockies. That's a gigantic favorite. And they're now the fifth favorite to win the World Series. That's the Padres. And the Mets, who's ahead of them in the World Series, 7-1. DeGrom only allowed one run, but still the Mets lost as the biggest road favorite of the season so far. Here comes a 4 Hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I doubt the future. I doubt the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ live in Las Vegas, live on a Wednesday, live on 26 FSR stations across this great, great nation. Yeah, it's a special day here. A lot to talk about. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. And yes, it's a surprise. The fan who beats the man Hopalong Hoffman. A reconstructive surgery. It wasn't just a scope. It was reconstructive.
ACL reconstruction.
So this is similar to, like, let's say, the bang. This is kind of like Burrow's injury.
Same injury.
It's the same injury.
Yeah.
And you heard it, and then it was like 4 months before you got it operated on. How long was it?
I heard it in late April. So, yeah, almost 4 months.
I mean, what kind of insurance do you have?
What I will say is,
do you have like a veteran? Do you have the veterans insurance?
And I do have that.
But that's not your only insurance.
No, it's not my only insurance. But the healthcare system in the Valley is a little different than it is in Houston. Everyone says there's a shortage of doctors.
You got to get the concierge service. Pay her out of your. You know, you can augment the insurance with extra money.
That sounds like a rich guy insurance, RJ.
I tell you, you're limping around now. So you had the surgery yesterday.
Yes.
You couldn't make it to the show.
A
lot of people were critiquing that. I wasn't.
I apologize.
But now you're here today, the day after. Are you under any influence of any pain medication?
Yes.
Okay, so really what we're saying is this is like what you say you're not really responsible for.
I'm not responsible.
Except legally.
Legally, I'm not even responsible.
I think so.
You said, get in here or else.
No. That's you. What I said was, today was your choice.
You
Tomorrow,
did.
We start docking pay.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know.
My sleep patterns right now on these.
You're slurring your words just a little
on
bit.
On these medications, it's kind of random. Like, I'll be tired, I'll just fall asleep, I'll wake up, then I'm good for a while.
So you're going to have hot takes today is what we're saying.
I woke up from a nap. I said, Deshaun's got his thing going on. I should get into work, and I was able to make it.
All right, well, let's start there. So maybe set the story up, and most people have heard the facts, and I think we're going to surprise some people with my take.
The NFL has filed an appeal to the recommendation of Judge Sue Robinson that the Browns quarterback should serve a 6-game suspension, and Vegas has made a massive downgrade to the Browns, now 40-1. They were 30-1 this morning.
Okay. Now, first off, I question that. So let me pose the following. What is the most likely scenario here? Is the NFL either with the commissioner making the decision or who he designates? It's kind of effectively, it seems, the same. And what I hear is what they're going to do is, and again, this is reports, indefinite suspension, 1 year, and they reconsider it. Okay, that's super severe. In fact, I don't remember who has ever. Can we think of anyone that was suspended like that? I mean,
not for a first-time offense.
Well, who was suspended like? Oh, you mean like people with drug offenses?
Yeah, okay, repeated drug offenses.
Okay, so it seems inevitable if you go from 6 games to 17 games or more. You're going to have an appeal from the, appeal to the courts from the Players Association. They almost are obligated to do that. Now, that case isn't going to happen for certainly not in the next 6 months. You don't get on a federal appeal and think it's going to be like in 6 months. It might be a year. It might be, but let's say because the NFL is a big organization and the government tries to accommodate big organizations because they pay taxes. Let's say it gets done in 8 months, next offseason. Wouldn't Deshaun, he would have to be eligible to play this season then.
He would.
So the odds going from 30-1 to 40-1 would make sense if we thought Watson was going from, let's say, 6 games to 12 games. I don't think it's a big – if he was going to miss the whole season, I don't think it's a big enough drop, only from 30-1 to 40-1. But if he does miss the – or if they do actually say his penalties the whole season and we – the odds of them appealing is really high, the Players Association, then doesn't that effectively say he's going to play this season?
It does. Here's where I thought maybe it doesn't work out that way. If Deshaun misses this year, his base salary coming into next season is about $700,000.
But here's the thing. When you made $160 million, okay, and if they do miss the whole season, we've already learned this, that they will toll the contract, T-O-L-L, which effectively means that year didn't happen. So let's say that this was the season that they missed the whole season. Well, really, maybe he would be fine. Because remember, the judge didn't fine him anything.
Right.
Okay. But he would miss the game checks in theory, right? Okay. So if they do a whole season now, effectively next season will be this season for Watson's
yes.
contract. And thus he'd be a dollar or I'm sorry, $1 million at that point.
Yeah.
Which that's your whole point is his base salary is low in year one, which some people thought was trying to circumvent
the
cost of the suspension. But in truth, they say that the Browns, and I just heard this today, they always do their big contracts like this. You know, so who knows on that? But either way, if they told the contract, how would the million this year, which is a modest amount, and thus if you had a fraction of that based on how many games you missed, would effectively be the a financial penalty. How do you think that would affect things?
I guess it wouldn't. I forgot about the tolling thing that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
So, yeah, you're right.
So I think what we're talking about here is the only way that Deshaun misses any of this year is if Goodell comes in at a number of games that they think, you know, it's not worth it. You know, it's not worth fighting this.
What do we think that number is?
I don't think it's a number that is even possible because Goodell burned a lot of equity with the first case. There was a big production about we're going to negotiate a set, you know, because there was real consternation from the union about why is the commissioner, the judge, jury, and executioner on all these issues with the players. Let's get an impartial party in here. Now, the first time that there's a big enough matter to call in an arbitrator and literally, and it's a lady.
Judge Sue Robinson.
Uh-huh. It's a lady who says, hey, and she was very negative. If you think about it, she was saying this is egregious what he did, but it doesn't break the rules as the NFL's laid him out. So we can only go so far with the penalty, 6 games. The idea that the first time that someone other than the commissioner gets to decide something, I mean, imagine like your kids turn like 16 or something. You say, you know something? Every Friday night you pick the movie. But if I hate it, I'm going to veto it. Oh, we're excited. The kids get together, decide what. Dad, we want to watch this. Nope.
Veto. First one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, this is a real spending of equity where really the commissioner is making a sham, really, of the idea of a third party getting to decide anything. So he's going to make this one count, right? So, I mean, to me, the...
So you're saying he's not looking at 8 games.
No.
Yeah.
Because think, I mean, why would you... It's like using a get-out-of-jail-free card when you only have one more roll left. I mean, it's
yeah.
like here you're going to do it when it has its maximum value. And I also hear, and this came from Schefter... On a TV interview I was watching, they really don't want Watson in week 13. They really don't want Watson going to Houston in week 13.
Oh.
Now, I'm not sure why.
I don't either.
Just because, I guess, returning to Houston would be a lot of publicity. Yeah.
A chance for him to get a win.
Well, yeah, I think, here's what's going to surprise you on my take. I think the NFL has every right to do this, but the only way, because for those who listen regularly, my take on this from the start has been, well, what has been proven and what is the precedent to punish for that kind of thing with the NFL? And effectively, you know, what the judge said was there is no precedent and there's no legal matter here. Yeah, go ahead.
She said for nonviolent sex offenses, it's been 6 games, and that's the maximum we feel is fair.
Listen, at some point you have to be able to change. Meaning, I talk about this politically a lot, so I'm going to give the NFL a chance to change here. Politically, if someone, let's say, was a little bit not say a friend of the people of color, let's say someone was just a little bit, you know, Archie Bunker, not a hardcore rate, but a little Archie Bunker,
okay.
Let's say. And if the person wakes up one day and say, you know something, maybe they watch a movie, they read a book, maybe they meet someone, who knows, and they realize, you know something, I have been unfair. And if the next day they say, I'm going to start trying to be different. If someone had a problem with them being unfair unless they've done this multiple times and you don't believe it, you got to give them a chance to grow, to do better. Because if you indict them for the mistakes of the past, there's no motive. I mean, pay the price for those mistakes. Then have a chance to redeem yourself, because then there's a motivation to get better.
Sure.
The most dangerous place on earth is death row. Not for the prisoners. Yeah, they're going to die eventually. But anyone else, because a person that has killing in his heart has nothing to lose from killing. Well, I'm not walking around death row. So, you know, without let's just say I can't imagine the situation. So we got to let the NFL change. I don't think they're going to, because the only way this makes sense to me, that I'm going to say, yes, NFL, you did a good job. Come in strong against Watson, but at the same time, come in with guidelines that you're going to follow for other cases where they will get a similar penalty. Because it can't just be, well, what team is it? Do we like this player? Is he a big star on TV commercials? We know. I mean, do you really think if Mahomes was the one that made the parlay bet, that he would have gotten a year?
I don't believe so.
Now, listen, Tom Brady got, I think, extreme treatment, negative treatment with Deflategate.
Yep.
Because I felt like a Spygate lingering, like, hey, we got to get him for this. I'm not saying it's always obvious when there's a bias, but it seems like in nearly every case, the NFL has either a pro or con bias when they make these decisions.
I feel like the NFL, one way for them to come out looking good on this is to say, this also goes for owners. This goes for everybody involved in the NFL,
sure.
Not just players.
For sure. I mean, and obviously you're intimating about Kraft right now and saying, okay, how do these two things line up? You know, I don't know. I think from what I understand, I think the Watson thing is worse. But then people will say, well, Kraft was doing sex work at a place that was doing human trafficking. Well, if he was going there every week, I get it, right? But I think that was the one time he was there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Right? And I don't think they had a sign posted up that said, hey, human trafficking going on here. Come on in.
But it does bring up an interesting point. Anytime there's prostitution involved, there's a chance that that person, that lady, is being controlled.
Sure.
And this is not an uncommon thing. And I'll tell you this right now. Uh-oh, look, we got breaking news here. You know what we're going to do?
No, this isn't. It's just from
breaking?
A couple years ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought interesting. All right, let's do breaking news. Tom Brady's leaving the Patriots. All right, so let's do this. Let's take our first break. You know what it was? I thought I heard John in my ear about a minute ago, and then it dawned on me when McKenzie put a headline up that maybe John was telling me that we had to go, there was breaking news, right? So, but there's not.
There's not.
Except Brady's leaving the Patriots.
I've heard the rumors.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what I think the NFL, and I'll just set it up right now quickly in 10 seconds. Anytime there's prostitution involved, and let's be honest, on the road, it's one of those things. It's not going to be the classic call, you know, go to, site XYZ. It's going to usually be a woman that someone knows in town, but hey, he pays her rent. I mean, what is that, right? Boy, it's going to be interesting that when people are caught doing something like that, where does it fall in the scheme of all this? Because there's a lot of players. A
lot of that going on.
There's a lot of sugar daddying going on, I think it's fair to say. Stay tuned.
And he's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the words, then the hammer's gonna fall.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
We were laughing during the break as Mackenzie was putting up something about Dan Snyder, and there was a sexual allegations that were settled for $1.6 million, I think it was. And when he flashed it up, it made me think there was breaking news because I saw Daniel Snyder's settlement. It takes a special guy that he had the settlement a couple years ago. Now he's got one maybe he's going to make with Congress or whatever. And it's like, you actually got to define the time period really clearly. Yeah. All right, we're continuing going through the Deshaun Watson stuff. Also, we've got the Miami Dolphins and the owner's penalty. It is unprecedented. And we've looked up every example of tampering, and this is unprecedented. Great day to join. This is the fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Audiences doubled in the last 2 years plus, and we appreciate the support so much. And we'll keep working extra hard to produce a show worthy to spread the word about. So keep spreading the word. You can listen on the iHeartRadio app. Just search Straight Out of Vegas. Here in Vegas on the Strip, 106. The neon is blipping.
We've been discussing Deshaun Watson and the NFL's appeal of his suspension and the NFLPA's statement. They're prepared to sue the NFL in federal court if that suspension is appealed.
The number one takeaway, or the two big takeaways to me so far, is one, the line move doesn't make sense. There's two possibilities here. One is that he misses the entire year. And this is the year he misses. I'm not even sure how that happens, and I'll explain, but let's say it does. Well, the Browns went from 30-1, and that was after the six-game decision, and I think most people didn't feel like this appeal was going to happen. Because it was.
You convinced me that they were not going, like, that it felt like this was a win-win for the NFL because they had their hands were clean of it. They could say this was Judge Sue's problem. I wanted more.
Decision, yeah.
I wanted more. She said six was all that we could give.
I agree. And my gut feeling is that the backlash, the uproar, social media and such, they reacted to it, right? So to me, I find it really almost laughable that you have this big to-do about not being the judge, jury, and executioner. So you bring in a federal judge. How much did that whole charade cost? I mean, it had to be, you know, $1 million.
I mean, it was weeks.
And you, I mean, how much do you think that judge cost? It wasn't $15 an hour, I'll tell you that much. And then at the end they go, oh, they didn't agree with this? Well, ignore it. I mean, it really is like it makes everything seem like a big charade.
Well, and also, like, next time one of these issues comes up and they go to Sue Robinson.
Well, I'm not sure it'd be the same person.
Okay, well, whoever they go to, does that person feel like it? Like,
well, they're getting paid enough, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Right? But the real question is, how seriously are we going to take it?
Right.
Right? Is we're going to say, oh, well, if the NFL wins, they'll say, yeah, judge decided. If the NFL loses, they'll say, we don't agree. We're going to appeal to myself. I wonder if Goodell changes hats. Like, does he say, I'm right now the plaintiff in the case? Oh, look, I'm the decider of the case in my red hat.
I like to imagine he puts on a judge's robe at that point.
Oh, no, that is good. Like, he starts playing with the gavel and stuff, but instead he's got pistachios he's hitting with the gavel, maybe walnuts, and it's like, you know what, maybe a year it is. I mean, like, wouldn't it be funny if the commissioner was like, you know, disassociated means you think you're like two different people.
Sure.
Can you imagine if he just was literally like talking to himself, laughing? He goes, well, what do you think about the case? Well, I'm still pondering the case. I mean, it's like it really is a bunch of jokes you can do about. I'm deliberating. Be quiet, Roger. You
know? Yes, Your Honor. I apologize.
Yeah. I mean, and listen, what we know about the NFL is they still run themselves in a way like a small business in that they have vendettas. Does anyone doubt that if you go through all of the Washington football team / commander / whatever, and every email that was sent, that the only person that said something questionable
was John Gruden?
Was John Gruden.
Seems unlikely.
But Gruden, for what, and apparently, I think the, I don't want, you know, I don't, apparently Gruden said something that applied to Goodell's brother, and I, you know, I don't know the details exactly, but like apparently he had it out for him. I mean, that's what I've read, and here it is. Here was his chance, and it takes down mess. And let's be candid, they're anti-Raiders too. Al Davis was in, you know, the dad of the current owner was in lawsuits with the NFL pretty much nonstop for 30 years, and Davis now, Mark Davis, is like the poorest or one of the poorest owners. And they want to get Jeff Bezos in. I mean, imagine in Vegas. Who wouldn't want to own the Raiders in Vegas?
Printing money right now.
They want to get Mark Davis out. So to me, it's one thing to say the NFL, it's their business, so they should decide. It's another thing to say it's a multiple $10 billion plus a year corporation, and they have vendettas and personal scores to settle like a small business. And to me, if you've got a commissioner who is not impartial, how can you let him have complete rule over a $10 billion business? Doesn't make any sense.
And I think that's what the players have been saying for years and years.
They negotiated this.
Yeah, this was the compromise, and it seems like there was no compromise.
And think about how the disregard the commissioner has to have for the union. It's almost like, we know this is going to set you off, but you know what? We don't care. We really don't care. We're paying you enough money. You're going to just swallow whatever we send your way is the message here. It seems like
this wouldn't happen with the baseball players union. I think certain unions have more power than others. It's always felt like the NFL Players Association has had very little power in comparison to the NFL.
And here's the thing. If the NFL was like adamant, let's use an analogy. Let's say someone wasn't very political, but they were really big on, let's say feminism. Anything that involves women, they're going to support, you know, that's a political issue.
Right.
They're going to support it with all their might. Everything else, they're going to be kind of like, you know, whatever. All right. Now, if there's a situation where they have to sacrifice something, that person, in order to support a cause that was, you know, a woman's cause, it would make sense. Hey, they're being consistent. They've always cared about, you know, liberation or whatever you want to call it. You know, it used to be the Equal Rights Amendment in the 70s was a big push. Whatever it is, if it could be about Roe versus Wade, whatever it is, they're going to be behind it. Then if they have to do something like go against the judge or play your trump card in this case early in the game, it's going to make sense. But the NFL, this is the very same commissioner that gave Ray Rice two games. He decided two games for laying out a woman. I mean, it was, I got to be honest, that was the most vicious punch I've ever seen. I mean, have you seen a punch more vicious than that?
It's certainly up there.
I mean, and it's she was what, like 130, yeah. 120 pounds? I mean, it was like, it doesn't matter what her weight was, but the fact she was smaller made it even more like, it was like a rag doll. Two games. And then it's like, initially, then it got raised up to four.
After the outrage.
For that to be like, oh, we are behind, we support women so much that we are going to play this trump card now. Because we couldn't stand. No, it's all about that you got so much heat from what you've done in the past that now you're going to go the other way with it, all out of show. It's all show. Because if it wasn't, how could you make the Ray Rice decision?
Right.
So I got to tell you, it's sad, but it doesn't really matter. Come week one, I'm watching.
Of course.
But it really is egregious. I mean, this has gone about as egregiously as I think it could. But I will say this. I've been a supporter of letting the process play out, not rushing to judgment. And I think you could make the case, Deshaun Watson, whatever people think he did less. And that's another argument I've got, gripe. Why don't we know what went on? Like, we're trying to piece together report. Like, at some point. And I get it's Watson's right not to have the evidence come forward.
Right.
I kind of wish someone would have approached him and said, listen, let's get all this info out there.
If what Watson is saying is true and him saying that he thinks six games is too many, he should have gotten zero games.
They're going to say that regardless.
Then why not show us the evidence and say, here's why six games isn't even fair, much less more.
I agree with that, actually, because to me – whenever you say a label like sexual misconduct, people's imagination is worse than it.
It always goes to the worst case scenario.
Than it sometimes is. Sometimes it's just as bad. If, you know, it could be even worse in truth. But from everything we've read, it seems like the word sexual misconduct, your mind's going to go to some, because the idea of having sexual misconduct with 66 women sounds like six games. That sounds ridiculous.
Well, and it goes back to the old argument of if a guy is labeled a child predator and your mind instantly goes, oh, this is a terrible thing. And then you find, oh, well, he was 19. His girlfriend was 17 in this state that he gets this label. There's differing degrees to it. But yeah, I think you're right. The mind always goes to that. The worst case scenario when you hear words like that, terms like that.
On ESPN today, I heard them talking about, they're saying when there's 66 women that's been, you know, but the NFL only brought four of the cases, almost as if, now, to me, this is so wrong because the NFL could have brought any of the cases as part of this hearing that they wanted. They picked the ones they thought were the most compelling. What else would they have done?
They picked the four that weren't settled yet.
Well, but they must have thought these were the most compelling, right? And so to then say, yeah, but we the six games doesn't account for the other cases. It's like, well, you got to be able to defend yourself against it. So if you want those cases to matter when it comes to punishment time, you got to bring them forward and let them defend against them. You can't just leave them out there and say, oh, and there's those, so let's add some penalty. That doesn't make any sense. But I do believe the NFL has a right to do this. I believe it's so vital that they come out with a policy they have to follow with the punishment that Watson has. Because if it's just a one-off and they get to choose and play favorites all the time, that's not okay.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm AJ Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Okay, so last thing, we'll wrap up the Watson stuff for now, is I think there's a bet here. and I'm going to think about it during the break. But here's the reason I think there's a bet. And I'll bet, listen, remember when on Wall Street they said, Gecko, he was on the phone shorting NASA 30 seconds after the Challenger blew up. I would have waited 45. But, I mean, if we got football to bet. Here's the way I see it. 30-1 went to 40-1. If he plays this season, which I think is likely the entire season, because Goodell comes in with a year plus, right? Year, and then we decide. They appeal to federal court. It doesn't get adjudicated till after the season. You can't have him suspended if the suspension itself is in dispute, right? So to me, the league couldn't. They'll give an injunction against them when they file to say you can't suspend them until we hear this case.
So you can't execute a prisoner until their appeals are exhausted.
Yeah. So to me, if you think about what the cost of doing this was for the NFL, one, it made a sham of this impartial third party. Number two, it keeps this in the headlines now for months and months, if not a year plus from here. So, and it probably lets him play this year, and then that will be more headlines every time. So this is going to be a circus, all because they couldn't accept the ruling. And you know what? If they had defined rules that allowed the judge to give him a harsher penalty, she sounds like she would have, but they never did that because they never want to be pinned down. The NFL wants to decide everything whenever they want at their convenience, however is best for them.
The old way.
And it bit them in the butt this time, and they can't deal with it. So if they're going to do it this time, I think they better come out with some rules, or the same thing can happen again.
I agree.
All right, so when we come back, I'm going to tell you about this bet because I actually think it's pretty good. And then we're also going to talk about the Miami Dolphins and tampering. It is unprecedented. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman. Dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're in battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination.
Okay, I'm doing an impromptu best bet. And we'll do that after we talk about the tampering. But I like this bet a lot. Okay, you didn't hear my bet when you were convalescing yesterday.
Did not.
You might want to listen to the podcast. Just search for Straight Out of Vegas on your favorite pod player, AJ.
Thank you.
Okay, there's been four instances of tampering punishments since 1976. So the bicentennial, over 45 years ago. All right? And the most penalty, the greatest penalty given at that time or during these years was the Panthers in 1995. They lost a second-round pick and a sixth-round pick. Everyone else lost a third or even worse, even less, you know, even a lesser pick. Now, we know the Dolphins lost a first and a third. Now, we have a playoff, or not a playoff, but a draft points calculator. And that says how much is the first pick, second pick. Now, Jimmy Johnson had one way back when. Ours is more advanced. We use a combination of I think it was the Harvard Analytics Group did one, and we do that half that and half maybe PFFs. But you know, we've got a hybrid one,
and we normally use it to see what trade value is like with yeah. Who's getting the better of a trade.
Yeah, it's like if you're throwing in a first and a third, yep. And then how much is that really being traded? If you add up the points, the 95 Panthers lost because of tampering 335 points by our system. The Dolphins lost 730. So literally more than double the penalty of any tampering case in history. Why? Why? McKenzie brought up a good point in pre-production. He said, wait a minute. The 100,000 they said was a joke. Ha 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 ha. Hey, AJ, I'll give you $1 million to kill McKenzie.
Just kidding, right?
Well, of course.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't understand how that's kidding.
It's crazy.
When the coach thought it was real.
Yeah. The guy's got lawsuits going because he thought it was real.
So, well, other things too. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is it makes no sense. And this penalty makes no sense. It feels like they're penalizing him for two things. But they only want to cop to one.
Right.
Pretty big deal, though.
Yeah. Today. And this is the third time in NFL history that a first-round pick has been taken away. All three related to Tom Brady in some way.
So for any kind of penalty, they've taken a first-round pick away three times ever. And it was the instances were?
Spygate.
Mm-hmm.
Deflategate.
Mm-hmm.
And then this tampering issue with Tom Brady.
He's dirty.
It's got to be.
But it is his birthday. So we'll
happy
wait.
Birthday,
tomorrow,
Tom.
we'll dig into it. Let's do my best bet now. Now, this is a big one. So let's get the proper intro.
Come on, baby. $80,000.
I love the laugh at the end of that.
All right. We are going with the Cleveland Browns to win the Super Bowl at 40-1. We're not going to bet big. Remember, keep your units. Let's think here. What do you want to bet? If you bet half a unit, it's 20. Bet a quarter unit. If you bet $100 a game, bet 25 on this. If you're betting, is my advice. Here's why I like it. Deshaun Watson is worth about 6 points per game over his backup, Brissett. Now, if you figure that out, and I won't go through all the math, is if he misses the entire season, it's 3 wins it comes out to, where effectively his win total we estimate would be about 10.5 if he played all the games, the Browns win total, and it'd be 7.5 if he plays no games. So the Browns will be below 500 is what the expectation is if Watson's out the entire season. Now, just to give you an idea, 7.5, 10.5, a team that's 7.5 right now is Washington. Their Super Bowl odds are 90-1. Okay. A team that's 10.5, so that's the range, right? 7.5, 10.5, is the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 10-1. So Deshaun Watson takes a team that would be 90-1 if it's Brissett and makes them 10-1. Well, we're getting 40-1. I believe strongly that there's a better than 50% chance. So I strongly believe that there's a better than 50% chance that he plays this season, because what happens, Goodell gives him the year. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you think it's more likely that he plays 17 games than he plays 0 games this year?
Yes. Well, I think it's 50-50. I don't see how he plays in the middle. What's the scenario that he plays some games but not all games?
That maybe Goodell comes back and says, we'll go with 10 games instead of 6.
But like you said, it doesn't.
You're right. You're right.
It doesn't.
I don't think there is one.
So the only thing I heard that maybe makes me think it's possible is they said maybe they're going to go to Watson and say, we're doing the year, or we can make an agreement right now. And the agreement is like 14 games. So they're thinking, what's the real chance of this appeal? It's going to be like very slim, right? Maybe they take him past the Houston game and give him, you know, 13 games. And he plays 14, 15, 16, 17. So he plays 4 games. But they get him where he can't play that Houston game they don't want him to play. Maybe he takes it. Because as much as 6 to 13 sounds horrible, right? It's also the fact that he probably doesn't win the appeal. Right. So that's possible. But considering the fact that we're getting 40-1 when we should be 10-1 if Watson plays the whole time, and how would he play the whole time? It's very simple. They appeal. While the appeal is happening, he gets to play, and the appeal doesn't get adjudicated between now and December. It just won't. So we're just playing the odds here. And there's no, listen, whatever he did, it's not going to do me any good not to make money. So we're going with the Cleveland Browns 40-1 to win the Super Bowl, a quarter unit at most. What do you think of it?
I like it. I like the idea of it. I do think that there's a better chance that he plays 17 games than 0 games. If you missed any of today's show, including what it means for Roger Goodell to appeal this decision, check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, 2 words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.